Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Good morning, Empower Church.
Good morning, Empower Church.
Hey guys, it's good to be with you this morning, and thank you for joining us on this completely different, completely unique service. This is just a special service. It's a special time. As explained before, we want to be with you, and we are looking forward excessively towards the 17th of October, which is next week Sunday. We're going to reveal to you the brand new Empower Church, and we're going to reveal to you what the Lord is busy doing in our midst. And I can just say this, and you have to be able to say, there we are watching us from this morning. We just want to greet quickly our locations. Good morning, Cape Town. I hope you're shouting in that building this morning. I'll see you on Wednesday evening. Good morning to Durban. Good morning to Secunda. Good morning to Witbank. And good morning to Africa. As we stream once again into Africa, we have this awesome opportunity to stream into Africa. We've got about 28,000 viewers that watches us through our TV channel, and it's exciting times, it's exciting moments. And before I go further, I just want Shannon to greet you as well. And we're going to go into an awesome time this morning and just have joy in what the Lord is busy doing and what God wants to do. Amen?
Absolutely. Amen. It's such a joyful time for us as a church. We are so excited. God is doing amazing, amazing things. And we cannot wait to be with you next week Sunday when you see all the things that have been going on behind the scenes. And I'm pretty sure that that sneak peek made everyone even more excited. And it's just incredible. And, you know, I'm just thinking of all our beautiful locations out there and the whole of Africa that's able to tune into this. We are preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and it's beautiful to see the name of Jesus going out to all the nations, because He alone is the one that is able to change. He's the one who can speak to us. He's the one that can change our situations right now. And remember, God knows you. He cares about you. He spends time thinking about you, and He has an appointment with you today because He wants to touch your life, set you free. He wants you to experience His presence. And while we have this wonderful opportunity to share God's word, God's heart for you today, grab it, seize it, and make it yours. Amen.
Well, guys, there we are at the different places, different locations. I don't know where you're watching us from. Well, I want to ask this morning, weren't you there in Cape Town, Durban, also in Secunda, Witbank, and wherever else this message is going, won't you quickly stand just there where you are? We're seated, but you can stand. Amen. And I want to pray for you this morning. I want the word of the Lord to fall into a fruitful place into your heart this morning. I want us to, again, that your heart will just find the Lord this morning, and that Jesus will set you free. And everybody that's online with us this morning, of course, won't you just throw up, you know what to do, throw up those emojis, show me that you are just participating and agreeing as we going to step into just a time of prayer. But I want to pray first, because the word of the Lord this morning, I want to share just also if you one or two things, you know, just about this project. But and then, of course, we're going to get into the word of the Lord. But I want to pray that your hearts will burn inside of you this morning. I want to pray that Jesus will do something again amazingly. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will come and rest upon the word of the Lord, and that He's the one that brings a change. He's the one that offers up new life, and He's the one that wants to produce new life. Amen. And so there we are. Good morning, guys, and everybody. And as the guys are joining, I want to pray for you. So there we are. Lift your hands and let's pray. And I want to speak to you a word of prophecy right from the beginning of this segment of our service this morning. During this week, the Lord said to me, 2022 is going to be the year of double restoration. I want to speak that out because it's got a lot to do with what I'm going to say this morning. And Shannon and I am going to speak about. And so let's pray. Let's go to Jesus, the author and the finisher. And let's release the word of double restoration. Amen. Whoever you are ready for that double restoration, double, 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 double. Mm-hmm. I always want to say double trouble for the enemy, but double restoration.
Amen.
Double sevenfold restoring physically, spiritually, emotionally. And so there we are, there we stand. Won't you lift your hands to Jesus? Let's go to the Father and let's just ask Him once again to do what He always does, and that's to give His best through His Son, Jesus. And so, Father, thank You that in this morning together, Lord Shannon and I, we have the privilege to share Jesus. And Father, I want to pray for every person, Lord, in all of those segments this morning, Lord, in all those locations, everywhere people are watching us from this morning. Father, I pray, Lord, that our hearts will burn inside of us, that we will say, Father, we're ready to see a double restoration, double portion, Father. I pray, Lord, we reclaim. Lord, thank You, Lord, that You are about our destinies. Thank You, Lord, we're not defined by our history. We're not defined by our yesterday. We are not defined by what has happened to us. We are defined by what's going to happen through us. Thank You that our tomorrow is so much better than our yesterdays. Thank You, Lord, that our purpose is so much better than our pain. Thank You, Father, that You want to do inside of all of us is so much bigger. And Father, thank You that in a world that has placed Himself as first, we can say we seek God first. We seek His kingdom first. And so, Father, I just thank You for this opportunity that we may seek You first. Father, I pray, let Your kingdom come, let Your will be done in this day as it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. As it is in heaven, let it so be in power. Father, let Your kingdom come in this day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Father, I pray, Lord, I prophesy this word. I speak restoration over my people, Father. I speak over their lives, restoration. I speak over their finances, restoration. I speak over their health, restoration. I speak over their families, restoration. I speak over their businesses, restoration. Father, we pray in this day, Lord, thank You that we can call upon the name higher than any other name, the name of Jesus the Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I say, Father, as You've said unto me, I put my mouth next to Your mouth, and we say restoration. Father, even now as the anointing is here, Father, I thank You for restoration. I thank You, Father, that the best 10 years is ahead of us. I thank You, God, that we're going to worship You extravagantly. We're going to praise You with a shout. We're going to praise You loudly, Lord. Thank You, Father, that You're not just going to do something new. You're going to do something amazing, Lord. When we are still busy trying to make room of the old, You're going to carry in the new. Thank You, Lord, that we are on the winning side. We are in the victorious side. Thank You that the Jesus that is on me and in me and with me and next to me and in front of me is so much stronger than whatever the enemy wants to do. And Father, we want to glorify Your name. And Father, I pray, thank You, Father, for the honor of being called by the name Jesus the Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our King. But Father, I speak this out as we go, as we start in this day, in Jesus Christ's name. And I want you to shout there where you are, a double amen for that in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So guys, this morning, of course, it's a completely different type of service. I have weekend pass. I said to you guys that, and again, you're welcome wherever you are watching us from. You can take your seat just for a moment. And again, last week Sunday, I said that this week Sunday will be just a little bit different. And, you know, because of the upgrade. And my heart is full to see what the Lord is busy doing. And so yesterday, you know, I believe in the power of the prophetic. I believe in the power of the spoken word of the Lord. I believe that God, whatever the Lord does now, He has to say that in the past. In other words, God does nothing unless He reveals it to His prophets. And so yesterday I was just studying prophetic words that has gone out over this house. And I pray, guys, there we are, that you guys will just be excited about what I'm going to share with you next. And I found some amazing things. I want to just highlight three prophetic words that's gone out from three different prophets from 1992. I found a prophetic word by Ed Trout in 1992, where he prophesied that this church will become a tabernacle of David or a house of praise. Then, interesting enough, I found another prophetic word by Bill Hammond, which you all know. And I heard, and Bill Hammond said that there will be a light shining out of this house. It will be a place full of dance, a place full of worship, And then he said these words. He said, the light will penetrate the area, and people from the north and the south and the east and the west will come flogging or running to this place. But then I found a word that literally, when I read the word of the Lord, I got very excited because I thought, my God, this is to the T what you've said to me. And the last person that spoke a word over this house was a man called Dwayne White. In 2011, he prophesied this word to my dad, not to me, to my dad. And he said this. He said that you're going to enter 10 years of church planting where, as a forerunner, just before, you will restore the tabernacle, you will restore the house of praise, and God will give you 10 years of strategy, 10 years of planting churches. And when I read this word, it leaped inside of me, because Jesus himself gave me a dream. And I told you before, God speaks to me in dreams, and God gave me a dream. And in this dream, he said to me so clearly, he said, I give you 10 years of planting churches. And then I saw the star of Cape Town, I saw the star of Durban, I saw the star of BE, I saw the star of Pretoria, and other stars included. And as I saw these stars, the Lord said, 10 years of church plant, 10 years of strategy. And so where we are this morning, before I share the word of the Lord to you, and Shannon and I jump into the word of the Lord, we are being obedient to what Jesus has said. Amen. And what's busy happening in the auditorium is not for us only. It is for you, it is for your children, and it's for your children's children. We are restoring the house of God into a place of, and if you understand my terminology, the tabernacle of David. Amen. We're restoring the praise, and that's the heart's desire. So we couldn't do this quicker. We needed the Sunday online to do this perfectly, to do this excellently, to bring in all the sound, to bring in the lights, to bring in the stages, to bring in all the different professionals. So what you'll be walking back into on the 17th of October is something that you're going to be so proud of, because you're going to be amazed with the goodness of God.
Amen. Absolutely. I think, you know, one thing that stands out to me about God is that I truly believe God is a strategist. And one thing that blesses about God is that He is a strategist for blessing. Amen. You know, if I'm just thinking of what Pastor Eric read this morning, that's one of my favorite portions. And God shared that same revelation with me a few years back, just how David prepared the treasure of his heart, which was the temple, and he stored up treasures, and God increased everything that he needed to increase. He increased the wealth, he increased the provision, he increased everything. God has a strategy for blessing for his people. But the most important thing is that ties in with what he said to the Israelites when they left Egypt, is when you worship me, all of these things are yours. The provision, the wealth, the health, everything. Everything is yours. But the key is worship. And we are so excited about having a tabernacle of worship, a place where you can come and worship God in spirit and in truth. You can dance, you can sing. You're going to see, it's going to be amazing. You have no idea what's in store. It's going to be so incredible. And we are just overjoyed that we can share this with you, because it's all about Jesus.
Amen.
It's all about you.
So guys, the harvest event is coming. Last little thing from me. The harvest event is coming the 17th of October. That's next week, Sunday. I want to ask you, bring a friend. Harvest means exactly that. Harvest. We want to see people coming in. Mm-hmm. We want to see harvest being taken. We want to see the kingdom expand. We want to see Jesus being expanded. And so the Sunday is a little bit unusual because it's special, because we're preparing, we're upgrading, and we're getting ready to welcome every single person back into the church next week, Sunday. And so again, I'm saying you're going to be so proud. You're going to be so excited, so stoked. So right there where you guys are at this morning, I want us just to, again, take a moment, get the word of the Lord out, share this gospel. And then we want to get into the word of the Lord. We want to preach the word of the Lord to you. And whoever you guys, just before I jump into that, whoever you guys are excited, whoever you guys are stoked, I pray you are. And just give me some information back. Whoever you are excited, and just give me some feedback. And then I'm going to pray for us, and then we're going to jump into the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father, I thank you that right now we can just pray over your word. Lord, I pray, Lord, there where people are listening this morning, Father, that your word will find a fruitful place.
Amen.
Father, I pray that wildernesses will become a field. Lord, where you bloom. And Father, I pray that the wilderness will become a fruitful place, and the fruitful place will become a forest. Father, I speak over people's lives this morning, Lord, as they hear this live stream. Father, that their hearts will jump and burn inside of them like the Emmaus travelers. That they say, that they can say, surely, surely his words burned inside of us. Father, I pray like Jacob prayed, like I'm just going to talk about just now, Father, that Jacob said, surely God was in this place. I did not know it. And so, Father, I just pray that your word will be magnified, that Jesus will be glorified. Father, as we restore a tabernacle, Lord, that can give you honor and glory and praise now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So, guys, there we are. Won't you open up your Bible? I'm going to speak to you. We're going to speak to you this morning about, very simply, don't waste this wrestle. Part number two. It's an important sermon for me. I'm going to read for you the text. It's out of Genesis chapter number 32 and verse number 22. And so what you need to do this morning, you need to be tagging people into this live stream. You need to get them in. And as people are coming on, please remember, reason for the special stream is we're preparing everything for you for the 17th. And so we're excited. I'm excited to walk into the fulfillment of the prophetic word that has gone over my dad's life. God, if you know, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I'm so glad that his word didn't stop with my dad, but it went over to me. And so we're just rejoicing that we can fulfill the word that once came to him. We're not going to live it out, and we're going to see it happen. And so again, I want to encourage you, partner with us as we do it, guys. Of course, this is big steps of faith. We are expanding. We are spending, but we're doing all of this because we are restoring the tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
No, it sounds super spiritual, but it's really not. We're restoring the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so be a part of that. Give towards the house of the Lord and be a part of it. Amen. So in Genesis chapter number 32, verse number 22, I just want to read that for you. It says this, "And he arose that night and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. And he took them and he sent them over the brook and sent them over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone." Listen carefully. "Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaks.' But he said, 'I will not let you go.'" Listen to Jacob's word. "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "I am Jacob. I am Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and men and have prevailed." And he blessed him there. I want you to see, as I said last week, Sunday, you see Jacob saying, "I am Jacob." What I shared last week, son, and I wanted to echo some of that this morning again, is for you to understand that this is not the first time that Jacob would wrestle. Jacob's wrestle started in his mother's womb. He always wanted to be first. He always wanted to place himself first in a society that was full of the power of first. In other words, if you were firstborn, you had full inheritance, you had full rights. And so Jacob, all of his life, he wanted to be first. And so the first time that he wanted to be first is here in Genesis chapter number, just prior to Genesis chapter number 32, where he struggles in a womb. And we know the story. He gets born second. And then right through his life, at the age of 76, the Bible says that Jacob's mom, Rebekah, puts on the coat of Esau on Jacob. And Jacob goes and he prepares his father's special stew, and he brings it to Isaac. And Isaac says these words. He says, "You feel like Esau, but you sound like Jacob. You feel like Esau and you sound like Jacob. And last week, Sunday, I said to you, be careful what other people place upon you. Be careful of other people's expectations. Be careful of what the world places on you. Be careful, because we don't live according to people's expectations. We don't live according to what other people's place upon us, even ourselves. We live according to our true selves, because God, as I said, God cannot bless your mask. God cannot bless the fake you. God cannot bless the one that we pretend to be. God blesses the real you. And so here in Genesis chapter number 32, Jacob is now 92 years old. He's not 76 anymore. He's now 92. And we're no longer dealing with the fake Jacob. Come on, guys. Are you with me? I want you to understand something here. God never blesses the fake you. God doesn't bless your selfie. He doesn't bless the image that we're trying to betray. He blesses the real you. He blesses your Jacob. And so when the angel of the Lord are fighting with Jacob, or wrestling with Jacob, Jacob realizes, listen, I'm older. I'm not 76 anymore. And by the way, if you're 76, you shouldn't be living with your parents. But he's not 76 anymore. He's now 92. And he knows, unless he realizes who he really is, the blessing of the Lord will never come. And so he needs to realize his weakness so that God's power can come into him. That is key for us, for you to understand. And so before Shannon just shares something on this, I want you just to understand this morning, that the mark of God upon a man is weakness. Let me say that again. God will mark you so that you can celebrate your weakness, because it's your weakness, it qualifies you for perfect power. It is the weakness of man that qualifies for the power of God.
Amen. Absolutely. You know, just while Pastor Gilbert was sharing all of that, I'm just so reminded of the fact that you were never born to fit in or set or conform to certain boundaries and parameters. And I think so much of how we live today is, you should this, you should that, be like this, be like that, because we are so driven by what we were created to be, and that is loved. We were created to be loved by God, who created us to have that relationship with Him.
Amen.
And He created you perfectly. He gave you your eyes, He gave you your hair, He gave you your personality, He gave you your strengths, and most importantly in this context is He gave you your weaknesses, because He wants you to know that you can't do this by yourself, and you don't need to. I think so much of what we struggle with in life is us trying to do it by ourselves, trying to get it right, trying to tick the boxes, as it were, so that we can feel like we've achieved, that we can feel like we have arrived, that we have gained, that we have built. And yet God is waiting for us to just turn to Him and say, but you weren't supposed to do it alone. You weren't supposed to try this by yourself. He knows your hurts. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your failures. And what's so beautiful about the story of Jacob is He knows the part of you that is Jacob. He knows the depth of who you are, and He knows your experiences. So He wants you to know this morning that your weaknesses are strength in Him, because He has a plan and a calling for your life, a destiny that far exceeds anything that you could have hoped and dreamed for yourself, which is why it's so important for us to learn how to be dependent on God, to walk in faith, to look at ourselves and say, God, You've made me who I am, and here I am. Use me, help me, guide me, lead me. And believe me when I share this with you today, we live this. We know what it is to wake up in the morning and say, Lord, help me, guide me, and to walk that walk of faith. And when you live like that, you'll see how God takes every part of you, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He redeems it and He uses it for His glory. And the testimonies that will come from your lives, and the testimonies that have come from so many lives, are just incredible.
So guys, there we are this morning. It's just, I want to share just a few that you understand this. And, you know, in this, we're doing this special broadcast. So, you know, I wish I had all my props here. You're going to see something amazing next week when I'm going to do something brand new with all of that. But the point being this morning is that you have to know that there where your Jacob is, there's your strength. There's the power. That's where the Jesus comes, Jesus factor is. And where you guys are listening to me this morning, I want you to understand, when God meets you, when God encounters you, He encounters the Simon But he doesn't leave Simon at the place of Simon. He changes Simon to Peter. God encounters the soul, but he doesn't leave the soul as a soul. He changes the soul into Paul. God has, when God encounters Jacob, he doesn't just leave Jacob as Jacob. He calls him Israel. And what's the most amazing thing for me out of the Bible is that Paul the Apostle says these words. Listen to this, guys. This will give you hope. Mm-hmm. Paul the Apostle says this. He said, but he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest upon me. You see, Paul learned in the beginning, Paul first said, I have a thorn in the flesh. Paul said, I had a problem. I had an issue. I had something that bothered me. But then he started to celebrate it because he started to understand that this thorn supplies him more grace. In other words, he understood that the thorn in his flesh quantified into more grace. In other words, there was more grace, more power, more life, more of Jesus because of the thorn. And I wrote this down. I said weakness means more grace. And there's a huge difference between weakness and weariness. Weakness and weariness. Please quickly comment that in the comment section. There's a huge difference between weakness and weariness. Mm. Weariness means when you have been taking a blow again and again and again and again and again. For an example, weariness is something that the enemy does. Satan does weariness. He's an expert in causing weariness. He caused weariness in Samson's life through a woman called Delilah, where Delilah hit him again and again and again unto a place that he gave up his call. He gave away his secrets. Then we see King David in a place of weariness. Weariness. David got tired. He saw a woman that he liked called Bathsheba. He wanted her. He desired her. And in a place of weariness, he gave up his kingdom. But here's the point. We don't need to be weary. We just need to recognize that we are weak. We just need to say to the Lord, Lord, I understand my weakness. I understand my deficiency for your efficiency. I understand my lack for your supply. I understand, Lord, that your grace, or that place of where, Lord, that I don't have all that I need to have, God, that's the place where your power rests. Are you with me? Jesus, the Bible says this, and I want you to understand this. I wrote this down as I was preparing for this. In 2 Samuel 21 verses 17, in 2 Samuel 21 verses 17, the scripture will come up. 2 Samuel 21 verses 17, the Bible says this, David fought Goliath in 1 Samuel 15. In 1 Samuel 15, David fights Goliath. Goliath gets conquered by a sling and a stone. Goliath gets conquered. But now, in 2 Samuel, it's very interesting, in 2 Samuel 21, verse number 17, you find that David is facing a new Goliath. Mm-hmm. A new Goliath, or a new giant comes in his life. And this giant cannot be fought with a slingshot and of a stone. This giant has to be fought differently. And God sends David Abishai. And Abishai says to David, listen, David, you can't go up against this Goliath the same way that we did before unless your light gets extinguished. Mm-hmm. And in the season that we are right now, there's so many people's light that is busy getting extinguished because they're getting weary. They have, I want to say, because of the weariness, the light is busy dimming. Because the light is busy dimming, the power is busy seeping. And God wants to plug us back into the power. God wants to plug us back into the worship. God wants to plug us back into the praise. God wants to plug us back into the oil. You see, the lights around us cannot go out. The light of in us cannot go out. But if we don't protect the light, if we don't protect the light gets extinguished, guys, because of weariness. It's what I want to call seeping power. You can seep power because we don't protect our light. And so many times around us, we go into circumstances and incidents in through situations where we say, but where there is a demand placed upon the light that is within us. And we start to seep power. We start to seep that is what within us. And as I was looking at this, the Lord started to speak to me, and He said this: sometimes the enemy will come at you more than once, but every single time that the enemy comes to you in one way, God will make a new way. Amen. Come on, guys. Won't you just say amen to that? Amen. Every time the enemy comes to you in one way, God will make another way. You see, because every time the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises the standards. You see, we don't know, and this is the thing. This is the thing about the devil that you have to understand. Satan doesn't have the future. He doesn't have tomorrow. He doesn't have it, and neither do us. But what we have today. But, here's the big but, I can create my tomorrow. I can create my future. How do I do it? By believing in what He has said over my life. In declaring His word over my life. Are you guys with me? Are you there? And this is what the Lord said to me. He said, old pots cannot contain new victory. Old pots cannot contain new victory. Old wineskins cannot contain new wine. And that's why we're upgrading. That's why we're doing everything around us. That is why we're changing everything in this church. Why? We want to have new wine. We want to have wine that was going to last us for a decade. Because He gave us a plan and He gave us a strategy for 10 years. And I believe He will not fail. You see, Peter said to Jesus, when Jesus said, I'm going to go to the cross. Peter said to Jesus, Jesus, this will never happen to you. And even if everybody runs away from you, I will never. And in actual fact, that word never, as I've taught you guys before, that is the Greek word omai, which is a very strong word. It's the word never, never, never. It's the word never, never, ever. In other words, many other people might do this, but I will never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever, never, ever. Peter was so confident about himself, he says never, ever, ever. And later on in the scripture, we know Peter denies Jesus. But then we find this word omai, we find it again. And this is where the power lies. We find this word omai again. We find it in Hebrews 13:5, where the Bible says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So God uses that same words in connotation to His faithfulness towards us. And He says, never will I leave you. Never, never, never. No, never. Not when you're like Jacob and you lie and try to swindle the promise. Not when you're like Peter and you are a betrayer. Not when you are like Paul and you persecute my church, well, when you were Saul. Never, ever, ever. I will not leave you in your weakness. I will not leave you in your anxiety. I will not leave you in your depression. I will not leave you in your lack. I will not leave you when the attacks come. I will not leave you when you feel alone. I will not leave you when you feel that you don't have strength left. I will not leave you when the attack comes here and the attack comes there. Never, ever, ever will you ever come to a place that I will ever leave you. If you have me, you have all that you wanted, all the things that you'll ever need, according to the riches of Christ Jesus. Come on, guys, are you shouting with me? I feel the Spirit of the Lord on me. Never, ever, ever. We are made for glory. We are made for power. We are made for strength. We are made for the best. We are not people of average destinations. There's nothing average about you. There's nothing normal about you. You are not normal. You're not born to be normal. You're not born to live a normal life. You're not born to walk this planet without the supernatural. You're not born to seek for anything less but the kingdom. You're not born just to live, make money, pay bills and die. No, you are born for destiny. You are born for miracles. You are born for signs, wonders and miracles. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter what the devil has said. What he said stands. What Jesus said stands. And His word over you is victorious. His words over you is restoration. His words over you is, look what I'm going to do. His words over you is, I'm going to bring that family member back. I'm going to restore that family. I'm going to restore that business. I'm going to restore your health. I'm going to restore your wealth. I'm going to restore your finances. I'm going to restore your tomorrow. I'm going to restore your pain. I'm going to bring you back into purpose. I'm going to bring you back into glory. And look what I'm going to do. The enemy might have had a chapter or a sentence or even he might have had half a chapter, but I'm not done of you yet, because Satan is not the author and he's definitely not the finisher. There's one that's the author, there's one that's the finisher, and His name is Jesus. Oh, come on, give Him some glory, guys, where you guys are at. Give the Lord some praise and some glory. We have an author and we have a finisher, and let me prophesy this over your life once again. You have a double restoration story that is going to come your way. You have a double restoration story that's going to find you. Thank be to God. I don't need to go look for God. He finds me. Thank be to God that I need to search out for Him. He searches for me. Thank be to God that we don't serve a God that says, you have called me. No. We serve a God that says, I have called you by name. Amen. I have written your name in my book of life. I have already finished your destiny. So we are serving the God that is not just the God of some. He is my God. Can I say that again? There you guys are. Just say that with me. He's my God.
Amen.
He's my deliverer. He's my strength. The Lord is my banner. The Lord is my healer. The Lord is my provider. The Lord is my buckler. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my provision. The Lord is my tomorrow. The Lord is my God. He's mine. My God. He's not my neighbor's God. He's not my wife's God. He's not my husband's God. He's not my dad's God. He's not my mom's God. He's my God. And my God is a deliverer.
Amen.
He is a promise keeper. He is a way maker. He turns the desert into a wilderness. He turns the wilderness into a forest. He brings miracles to you while you sleep. Even in your sleep, He says, why do you toil day and night? I can give to you what you ask me for in your sleep. Oh, come on, let's take a praise moment. 15 seconds of praise. There you guys are at. Quickly. Amen. Why don't you just give Jesus praise? If you were in church this morning, I would have made you shout. I would have made you go loud. But there we are in all the locations. Won't you shout? And won't you just give Jesus some praise? Just give Jesus some glory. Just for a moment, let's just give Him a praise break. And I want to just share one or two more thoughts with you.
Amen. While you're praising the Lord, I just feel led to share something with you. I think one thing that's very important is to identify that voice of weariness in your life. You know, Goliath came and he was a voice that brought weariness to the Israelites. Not just weariness, fear. You know, I read something yesterday that struck me. The thought was just, you know, how would we live if we listened more to our dreams than our fears? And I thought to myself, you know, that's such something that's so rife right now is fear. We are all being led by fear. And it's okay to admit that. So, you know, I'm scared. I get led by fear. Absolutely. We all do. We all have that wrestle. And what are we speaking today? Don't waste the wrestle. So what is that voice that you are wrestling with right now that is causing weariness in your life? And what are you looking at? You see, Samson was caught with words by Delilah. She was a voice of weariness in his life. Goliath was a voice of weariness to the Israelites. By the time David was weary, he was home. What did he see? He saw Bathsheba. So the devil also works with strategies, and he uses those moments, those voices, and those things that we see. So take a moment and just say, Lord, just help me identify these things. Because once you name something, once you can share something, and even share it now with us, because once it's in the light, it loses its power.
Guys, what we want to do is also, I want to pray again for Africa, and we want to greet the Africa audience. Yes. And then we're going to go on just with one or two more thoughts with you this morning as we just celebrate what the Lord's going to do. And I have a word for you this morning. So, Father, I just pray for Africa this morning once again. Lord, we bless Africa. We thank you for the privilege, Lord, of sharing the word to Africa. And Father, as I say so often, so I say again this morning, Africa shall be saved.
Yes.
It will not be known as a continent of darkness. It will be known as a continent of light. Thank you, Father, that Africa, South Africa shall live. We will not die. We will live. Yes. We'll live out our tomorrow, Lord, our future in Christ Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, that we thank you that we can bless Africa as they go in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Listen, as I was busy preparing, the Lord just said this to me. Is this word speaking to you this morning, guys? If this word is speaking to you, just type yes or amen or speaking to me. Just let me know. I want to know if this word is just speaking to you this morning. Just say amen or something. I felt the Lord say this to me. He gave me a thought. I don't know if you guys have ever had a struggle with dealing with an issue at like an agency or a place. Recently, I rented a car through a certain company, and as I was, you know, trying to get my deposits back on this vehicle, you know, I was working with normal staff, and I was trying to get the deposit, and they sent me from here to there, and eventually I spoke to this one, then I spoke to that one. And every time I phoned, they were like, you know, give us your reference number. And I gave them the reference number and they saw my name. And then, but every time they promised me results and no results came. And about 3 days, 4 days after that, I became fed up by dealing with normal staff. And so I phoned again and I said, listen, it's Mr. So-and-so and it's Mr. Barrent. And, you know, here is my quotation number or my reference number. I quoted the reference number to them. And they said, oh, you have phoned already 5 or 6 or 7 times. I'm like, yeah, I've phoned 5 or 6 or 7 times. And then I said this. I said, I don't want to speak to you. I want to please escalate. I want to speak to your manager. I want to speak to your supervisor. I want to speak to your director. And so they placed me through to their director, to their supervisor, to the whoever. And it was a senior person overlooking them. And I said, listen, this is my problem. This is my issue. I've been phoning like for 5 days. And every time I just get through to your calling services and nobody is helping me, I'm not finding fruit here. I'm not finding life here. So, you know, please, can we do something about it? I said, listen, you owe me money. So, you know, please give me my deposits back. Listen, am I talking to somebody out there? You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Speaking to call centers and nobody can help you at a call center. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to upgrade, you know, my phone call to speak to a supervisor or speak to the one that's in charge or the one of greater authority. And so as I was busy preparing, the Lord said this to me. It said, there's many Jacobs out there right now. And they're speaking to the wrong people. They're speaking to the calling service. They're speaking to normal staff members. And for you to get your breakthrough, for you to get your wonder, for you to get into your place of miracle, for you to get into that place that you want to be, for the fullness of what God has promised of you, you have to upgrade your connection.
Amen.
You have to upgrade who you appeal to. You have to upgrade out of the realm of the flesh, out of the realm of you doing it, into the realm of getting connected to the higher authority. You have to make a call upon God.
Absolutely.
You have to make a call upon the Father. You have to upgrade the connection. Come on, guys. Am I talking to someone? You see, if you want more out, you have to upgrade your connection. Listen, if I want to stream more on my TV device at home, you know, we have a TV in the children's place and then in the living room and on one or two different places and down in the studio as well. And for me to do more, I have to have stronger Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm. Are you guys with me? In actual fact, I don't just have strong Wi-Fi. I have an overlaying system. I've got fiber as well. So when the Wi-Fi drops, fiber will catch us so that at no given time that we are down. Are you guys with me? Do you understand what I'm saying? And so this is what I want to get across to you. For many in our lives this morning, it's like you've had a Wi-Fi connection. And sometimes that Wi-Fi connection works on you. And sometimes that Wi-Fi connection breaks up on you. Because all of us know that Wi-Fi comes and goes. But I want you to know this morning that you have a fiber connection in your life. That fiber connection is Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's a connection piece that you can plug into your life and He will not fail. He will not fail you. He will not fail your tomorrow. He will not fail your now. And He will not fail that what is to come. He is your fiber connection. And He's never down. And to call upon His power, to call upon His strength, you just need to go to one resource, and that's the Father. The Father gets activated based upon the Son. If you want to get anything right out of God the Father, go to Him because of Jesus. So, Father, I need you to come onto the scene. And he just sees Jesus and he says, 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are you in this world. And he supplies power. He supplies power not because we are good, but he supplies power because Jesus has been good. He doesn't supply power because we're going to pray the perfect prayers or going to have the perfect moments or going to see the perfect truth. No. God the Father supplies power because of Jesus. And He wants you to have power. And as I was looking at this, the Lord said to me, oh, guys, talk back to me just a moment here. You know, if I had you on my new stage in the new auditorium, I'll be running up and down and say, praise the Yira, because God wants to do so much more in this.
Yeah.
As I was looking at this, the Lord said to me, I want you to tell my people this morning that other people leave them at a place. Other people leave them with labels. I don't know. I don't label my people. You see, the world wants you to be known as a blind Bartimaeus. The world wants you to be known as a prostitute Mary. The world wants you to be known as a Zacchaeus that climbed on a tree. The world wants you to be known as a doubting Thomas. The world wants you to be known as a betraying Peter. That's the world's labels. But that's not how Jesus sees us. Jesus sees the victorious Peter. Jesus sees the encountered Zacchaeus.
Absolutely.
Jesus sees the brave Mary. Jesus sees the Joseph that comes out of that prison cell.
Amen.
Jesus sees that Saul that becomes the Paul. And this is what I want you to know this morning. In every single one of us, there's a fight between the Esau's and the Jacob's. Mm-hmm. The Esau's is the vagabonds. They're not the real you. They're not the real you. Jacob is the real you. And in a very selfie world, we need a very self-aware God. In other words, in this season that we are finding ourselves in, there's so much focus on people. We need to get the focus back on God. We need to put the focus back on Jesus.
Amen.
You see, what I believe in that the Lord shared with me is just this. In Genesis chapter number 28. Genesis chapter number 28. Guys, are you talk back to me just for a moment. I like it when people are talking back and just tell me, is this word speaking to you? Is this finding root into your heart? Because today is a different day. By the way, if you've just joined us, the reason why we are different this morning is I've asked just for one Sunday that we can upgrade everything. And you're a part of the future. We're restoring the house of the Lord.
Amen.
According to the glory of the Lord that He's told us. So we're very excited to show you on the 17th. But I want to share with you something out of Genesis chapter number 28, because this is where I want to land this. I want to bring this about this morning. In Genesis chapter number 28, I just want to read this for you. And then I'm going to ask Shannon just to say something to you. In Genesis chapter number 28, verse number 16. Are you guys good? Are you all well? Listen to this. Genesis 28, 16. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it." Get ready to jump wherever we are. It's going to get prophetic. And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven." Then Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he put his head on, and he set a pillar and poured oil on top of it. He poured oil on top of it. That's Genesis chapter number 28. And as I read this, the Lord spoke to me and He said, "Listen, Jacob came to a place here in Genesis chapter number 28. It was a common place. He had a common stone, but he had an uncommon God."
Amen.
Let me say that again. Common place, common stone, uncommon God. And he takes a common stone, he pours the oil upon it, and he calls it the gate of heaven. He calls it the gate of praise. He takes a pillow, he makes it a stone. And when I read this, the Lord said, he takes a common thing, he takes a common place, and he makes it uncommon. And when I read this, what jumped into my spirit is this, is that you might be at a place called common. You might have something called common. But it's not common because you serve an uncommon God. And more than this, you can take that place that is uncommon. So let me make this applicable that you can understand. That boss that is giving you issues, which we can call common, put the oil of the anointing upon him. That can become a gate of your future. Come on, that problem, that situation that is common, that has been with you for a long time, if you put God on that, that can become a gate.
Absolutely.
That voice, that sickness, that pain, that sorrow that might be over your life, put God on that, and that may become a gate of wonder to you. Whatever good man calls common, God calls uncommon.
Amen.
You see, because we serve a God, if you study the scripture, we serve a God that is so in love with you, that is so interested in you. He wants to have that place. And maybe I can share it like this, guys. Please get ready. If you were in church this morning, I would have wanted you to stand up, jump, shout, praise, and all of it. And you know, you have something stronger than Siri speaking in your life. You have the Word of God. You have Jesus that wants to say something of your life this morning. And I have a word of prophecy for you. In Mark chapter number 4, we find the same thing. Because, you know, the Bible always speaks about, when the Bible says something in the Old Testament, it says the same thing in the New Testament. It just sometimes says it differently to us because God wants us to understand it better. The New Testament wants us to get it better. And so Jesus finds himself in a storm in Mark chapter number 4. And he's asleep on a pillow. He's in a storm. But he's asleep. All the other disciples are freaking out. Why? They're seeing the waves. They're seeing the wind. They're seeing death. They're seeing fear. Jesus, asleep. Restful. Hopeful. Powerful. Confident. Why is he asleep? Why is he resting? Why is he hopeful? Simple. He is sleeping in his purpose. He is sleeping in his promise. Listen, Satan might have want to have a say, but you have a word of power over your life. It's the promise of God. Amen. And the last time I checked, the promises of God is yes and amen in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Oh guys, shout for praise. Listen, there's a word out over your life. Its name is Jesus. There's a power out over your life. His name is Jesus. There's a victory out over your life. His name is Jesus. There's a testimony out over your life. His name is Jesus. There's a tomb that is empty over your life. It's because of Jesus. There's a walking on the water that can happen in your life, and it's because of Jesus. There's a prison cell that will become empty because of Jesus. There is a person that is uncommon that will be common because of the invitation of Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but there's someone here this morning with us that you can satisfy. Say, look what the Lord has done. He has taken me from a place of normal and he's going to take me to a place of abnormal. He's taken me from a place of just being average to a place where I'm going to do that what all people have said for me is impossible, because I don't know where you are, but I'm like Zacchaeus. I want to go out on a limb for Jesus. I want to climb that tree. I want to go out on a limb to see my Lord, because Jesus still stops at trees. Jesus still stops at limbs. Jesus still stops at the places where people break the alabaster jars and says, listen, I'm tired of trying to do this myself. I heard that you've got oil, then you can fix me from the inside out. Jesus still stops with the blind Bartimaeus. Jesus still stops with the ladies of issues of blood. And Jesus most definitely still stops at what the world labels, because he's in for the greater. And this morning I want to prophesy over your life. Restoration is coming your way. Amen. Replenishment is coming your way. Amen. Strength is coming your way. Health is coming your way. Amen. Power is going to come your way. They might have been counting you out, but they can't count. They might have wanted to count you out, but they couldn't count you anyway. Because he that is within you doesn't need the approval of the ones that is around you. He that is within you has already approved of you. He called you by name even before you were in your mother's womb. He set your destiny for you even before you walk one step in it. That is why he's omnipotent. That is why he's omniscient. That is why he's all powerful. And that is why he's the God that is too much. He's not the God that is enough. He's the God that's too much. Come on, guys, give God some glory. Give God some praise. Amen. There we are. I want just Shannon to speak to you. And I want to just share one or two prophetic things with you. But again, let's just take a moment, 10 seconds. Give God some praise. Just give him some praise. There we are. Give him some praise. And give him thanks. Because where we're leading the sermon to this morning, we're leading into a place where you're going to find power. You're going to find great strength. Are you guys there with me?
Absolutely. Amen. That is a brilliant place to say, Lord, I receive. Amen. Just receive that word for your life and take hold of it. You know, there's something about knowing that God is the source of all things. And he is the source of our joy, our healing, our protection. And he is the source of the blessing that is coming to your life, because God wants you to prosper. there's a tenacity that we need. You know, if I think of Jacob, he wrestled all night. He wrestled all night. So many of you are in that place. You can feel the 1 o'clock in the morning, the 2 o'clock, the 3 o'clock, the 4 o'clock, the 5 o'clock. But the dawn is breaking. The dawn is breaking. I believe with all my heart that there is a sunrise that is about to come across all our lives.
Amen.
A beautiful sunrise.
Amen.
So take these moments and just receive what God is doing right now. God is the God who supplies everything that you need. So worship Him with all your heart. Pursue Him with all your strength. Read His Word. Hear His voice. And make sure that He is the one you are running to as your chief, most important connection. Because at the end of the day, it is what God has to say about you.
Amen.
It is what God sees when He looks at you.
Yes.
Those are the things that matter the most.
Yes.
And when you have that anointing upon your life, there is not a label in this world that will be able to stick upon you.
Yes.
But what God has to say about you.
Listen, it's like this. And this is what I want to get you to this morning. What we're doing right now is taking massive faith. It's huge faith, guys, for us. Because we believe that what the Lord has been doing now, we're setting this church up. We're setting Durban up. We're setting Cape Town up. We're setting PE up. We're setting Secunda up. We're setting Witbank up for a decade and to come. And so, let me say it like this, because this is what I feel the Lord is saying to me. It's like taking the seed and putting it into the ground. It's like taking the seed and putting it in the ground. When that seed hits the ground, it's placed in the darkness. It's placed in the darkness. There where nobody can see. The Bible says one man waters, another man sows, but it's God that brings the increase. And so you might be at a place this morning where you might feel that you've been placed in the darkness. You're like literally planted. And you know, when the Lord spoke to me about this, the Lord said to me, listen, I have the word of the Lord implanted in your heart. The Bible says the incorruptible word of God is in your life, incorruptible seed of God. And sometimes God does His best work in the darkness. That's why it's called treasures of darkness, according to Isaiah.
Amen.
And I wanted to encourage you this morning, let the darkness do its work. Because let me say it like this, let the clay, let the lack, let it do its work. Let the darkness do its work. Let the ground do its work. Let it do its work. There where nobody sees, where nobody wonders. Because here's the thing about the dirt. Here's the thing about the ground. It's in the dirt, God does His best work.
Amen.
Because it's in the dirt that seeds get scuffed and worked with. But inside of that seed is a DNA. Mm. Can I say that again? Inside of that seed is a DNA. Mm. And that seed doesn't allow the ground to dictate to the seed. The seed dictates to the ground. Mm-hmm. The seed does not allow the environment to dictate to it. Mm. No, the seed dictates to the environment what it needs. The seed says, I need water, I need light, I need supplies, I need nutrients. And then what is inside of the seeds germinate, it springs out, it bursts the outer shell, it bursts the limitations. And so I want to prophesy over your life this morning. You are the seed. In actual fact, to be biblically correct, Christ is the seed inside of you. And what you need to make room for, you need to make room for the Christ in you. It's Christ in me, the hope of glory. And you might have had a little bit of scoffing like Joseph in that prison cell. You might have had a little bit of betrayal like Peter. You might have had a little bit of a plan, a purpose being delayed like Saul. You might have been even like Jeremiah, not even seeing what you're prophesying about. But I want the Elijah spirit inside of you to stand up and to say this, go look again. Elijah sent his servant. He said, go look again. The servant ran. He said, I see nothing. He said, come back. He says, go look again. The servant runs out. He says, I still see nothing. He says, come back. He comes back. He says, go again. Again he runs. And every time, nothing. He says, have you gone mad? I see nothing. He says, no, go again. Because this God that I serve, He doesn't know how to fail. Go again. And so the Bible says, that on the seventh time, the servant of Elijah comes back and I see something as small as a man's fist. And Elijah says these words. The Bible says Elijah girded himself and he starts to run because he needs to get the message to the king. In actual fact, he outruns the messenger. He goes out ahead. He runs as fast as the king's chariot. He catches the king's chariot. For Elijah, a cloud as big as a man's fist was enough. But there was a tenacity inside of him. Say, go look again. Go look one more time. Go look a second time. Inside of you, there must be a tenacity this morning. Go, Empower Church, listen to me this morning. I have a tenacity. You must have a tenacity. My tenacity is this. That what is unseen is more powerful than that what is seen. Let me say it like this. People want, so often we want to praise that what is seen. We want to praise the gains. We want to say, oh, you know, if somebody has big muscles, we want to say, look at the gains. You know, look at the outward stuff. So many times we want to look at the things that we can see, and we want to praise the stuff that we can see, because it's easy to praise the stuff that what is seen. But the things that are more powerful is that what is unseen. In other words, when last has somebody praised you because of your perseverance? When last has somebody praised you because of your patience? When last has somebody praised you because you don't give up and don't give in and don't walk away? And I'm here to tell you this morning that what is unseen is more powerful than that what is seen. It is your unseen connection to the headquarters that makes you powerful. It makes you relevant. It makes you unique. Are you guys with me? But sometimes God will take you and He'll place you right there into the darkness. And it's there that God does His best work. It's called the treasure of darkness. And I feel this morning that God has brought you to this place. I feel this morning that God has brought you to this place where He wants to break out of you. He wants to bring you into the new.
Amen.
He wants to bring you into the fresh. He wants to bring you into that is more powerful. He wants to bring you into that new place that is called your tomorrow.
Amen.
And you've made it. You've come this far.
Yes.
You are here now. And the dirt has done its work. And now the new must come. The fruit must flourish. And before I say one more thing, do you want to add something, my girl?
While you were sharing that, my love, God shared something with me a while ago. I was traveling to fetch the girls from school, and as I was driving, the Lord asked me the question, what is it specifically that activates the seed? And I thought to myself, well, we all know soil, light, water, but very specifically, what is the activation point? And it's water. And that was such a beautiful revelation to me, because the word is compared to water. So you might find yourself that you've been in the dark for long, but I want to encourage you, begin to water with yourself with the Word of God. Because we know one thing about the Word as well, is it is also light. Because the Word is a light in my darkness, a lamp unto my feet. So if you're missing those two elements, that is the key to breaking out of that darkness. That is the key for the increase that God wants to bring in your life. It is His Word and His light that is working in your life right now at this very moment. Because God wants you to break through that soil. He wants you to break through into a fruitful place. He wants your life to be fruitful, to have a harvest of 30, 60, 100-fold. That is the blessing upon your life. But you need the Word of God. You need His light and His Word to water the seed and the promises that are already within you.
And so this morning, what I want to bring you to is very simply this. Guys, that God wants us at a place. God wants us. Listen, change is sometimes uncomfortable.
Oh, yes.
Like this morning, I would have wanted to have this whole auditorium full again.
Amen.
And we're going to have it overflowing next week, Sunday.
Amen. Yes.
And so I needed to have an interruption in service to bring you to a place called new.
Amen.
And sometimes God will interrupt us to change us, to produce the new in us that He has promised us.
Absolutely.
What I feel as I sit here this morning, as I prepare during this week, the Lord is going to do something new. He's going to bring restoration. And there we are. I want to pray this morning. I want to speak on over your life that God has, let me say it like this, you can sleep in your storm because it's not your storm.
Amen.
You can walk upon the water because He's already on the water. And you can be honest this morning with the Lord. And you can say, you see, when Isaac asked Jacob the first time, "Who are you?" Jacob said, "I'm Esau. I'm Esau." And Isaac blessed the fake Jacob, the false Jacob, the unreal Jacob. But then he went from 76 to 92. And if my mathematics are very quickly right, that's about 16 years. He went through 16 years of running away from his brother Esau, trying to escape, trying to get away. But here's the amazing thing for me about Jacob's life. He came to a place where he struggled again with God. He needed to wrestle again. But this time, he didn't want him to be blessed on his terms. This time, when God said to him, "Who are you?" He did no longer say, "I am Esau." He now said, "I am Jacob." And then Jacob, the real you, held on. And he said, "I know that I can't bless myself. I cannot increase myself. I cannot bring strength to myself. I cannot bring glory to myself. I cannot advance myself. I can't strengthen myself, but you can, and I will not leave you until you bless me." And then the angel of the Lord, which we know is Jesus, said these words. He says, "No longer will you be called Jacob. Now you will be called Israel," which means prince, because you have struggled with both man and God, and you have won. And so this morning, I want to give you the word of the Lord. I want to prophesy over you. I want to speak to you. And I want to say this to you. You have struggled with man and with God. If you can be honest with the Lord this morning, God is ready to be real with you. God is ready to take the fake you and make it the real you. God is ready to take that Simon and make that Peter. God is ready to take that Saul and make that Paul. God is ready to open up that jail cell and let the Joseph walk out. God is ready to show up with your Shadrach and your Meshach and Abednego. God is ready with you to walk into that lion's den and walk you right out of that lion's den and to appear in front of the King Darius and be promoted once again. You see, your circumstances might be this, but what you make of it. John, the beloved disciple, he was thrown on an isle called Patmos, but it was on that isle called Patmos that he got his greatest revelation, where the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords walked in. And so I want you to say this morning with me, where my location is right now, where my position is like now, right now, is not my destination. It is just a moment. It is a place. It's the position where the King of Glory can come in. That Jacob never knew that in a common place with a common stone there will be an uncommon God.
Amen.
He never knew. And then Jacob said, "This is the gate where God intervenes." Amen. When God comes in. And so I want you to be able to shout this morning and be in strength this morning. I want you to be able to say, "I am Jacob. I'm weak, yet I am strong. I am poor, yet I am rich. I am lost, yet I am found. I am tired, yet I am strengthened in the Lord. I am blessed. I am the head. I am not the tail. I am above. I am not beneath. I am Jacob." Because honestly, the story of Jacob doesn't end. It goes through to his wives. It goes to Leah. It goes to Jesus, where Jesus is called into the lineage of Jacob's Leah, Judah. And that's for a whole other Sunday. And all I want to say to you before we come to almost to a close is this morning, is that I want all the locations. I know this is different this morning, and because I wanted you to take this word of the Lord. I wanted you to take this word. And there where you guys are all watching us from, we wanted you to take this word of the Lord and prepare your heart. You know, my dad taught me to worship. My dad taught me to praise God. I grew up with worship. I grew up with praise. We grew up that way. We grew up to serve the Lord. We grew up praising His name. That's how we grew up. And I find it a delight, to be honest, as your pastor this morning, as your leader, as your prophet, I find it a delight that I can see the restoration of that what the Lord spoke more than 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I find it a delight that in COVID, during this crazy, ridiculous season, that we have gained people in Cape Town. So Cape Town, you can shout this morning. Because the Lord saw you and the Lord gained you. I can be glad this morning that right now, even as I speak, we have people gathering in Secunda. We've got people gathering in Witbank. We've got people right now that is in our Durban location. And Pretoria is growing. How is this possible? How is it possible that all of this stuff is happening? It's only possible if we serve a God that has stuck to His promise. What was His promise? What was His promise? John 14:1. In this world, you will have many troubles. You will have many troubles. But fear not. Fear not. I have overcome the world. And then He says these words to Peter in Matthew 16. He says that the gates of hell will not prevail. You know what the word gates are in the Greek? The word gates is the word revelation.
Amen.
The revelation of what hell has will never overpower the revelation of what the church has. And so I want to bring you there this morning, because I want to bring you to the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. I want to bring you this morning. I want to say to you, the revelation that Satan thinks he has over your life, he doesn't have that over your life. There's a greater revelation out over you, and His name is Jesus. There's a greater future out over you, and it's made by Jesus. There's a greater purpose out over you, and it's all because of Jesus. There's a greater tomorrow over your life, and the gates, the revelation of what the devil thought he had upon you, he doesn't have that upon you. He doesn't have that. You see, blindness might have been a condition, but it's not the destiny, because blind Bartimaeus didn't stay blind. Saul, the rebellious Saul, he didn't stay rebellious. He became conquering Paul. Betraying Peter didn't stay betraying Peter. He became the leader Peter. Joseph in the prison cell, the little prison skunk, he didn't stay the prison skunk. He became the leader and he became the dreamer. Daniel, that looked overpowered by the lion's den, didn't look overpowered when he walked out the next day, because there was a lion inside with him called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. The Bible is full of real stories of a God that is extraordinary. And this morning I want to prophesy, and I'm going to speak over your life, and I want you to say, yes, Lord, this is speaking to me. This is who I am. I'm made to be greater. Listen, Empowered Church is not a church. It is a calling. We are called by God to bring people for a supernatural intervention. And we are excited to bring back praise and worship and dancing and shouting and praising and teaching. Yes. And you get all to be a part of it. All of us are a part of the new.
Amen.
All of us are a part of the fresh. All of us are a part of that the Lord wants to do in our lives. And this is what I want you to get this morning. Last sentence. I'll preach for hours here. I just want you to get this. I want you to see it, because sometimes we read the word but we don't see the word. We read it but we don't see it. Two ordinary boys. Ordinary men washing their nets, ordinary day. They got up like any other day. Most likely ate the same breakfast as any other day. And here comes a man that's a carpenter. And he walks over to them. Common place, common destination, common activity. And he says, come and follow me.
Amen.
And the Bible says that Peter and John needed to make up their minds to follow Jesus.
Amen.
They needed, listen to me, they needed to get rid of what they were acquainted with, that what they would feel comfortable with, what they felt safe with, what they felt secure with, to get an encounter with Jesus. Because Jesus didn't want to leave them with the nets. Jesus wanted to use their lives as nets. Jesus didn't want to leave them at a place where they catch fish with nets. Jesus wanted to leave them at a place where their lives become the nets.
Amen.
And for 3.5 years, He will teach them to become fishers of men. And so this morning, I want to release this word out over your life. And wherever you are at the locations, I want you and all the guys that are online here in Pretoria, I want you to lift your hands, because I want to speak a word out over you that no longer will you be called your Esau. No longer will you be called your Saul. No longer will you be called betraying Peter or blind Bartimaeus. No longer will you be called the lady with the issue of blood. No longer will you be called prostitute Mary. No, 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 no. You're changing in this day. You're becoming the other man. You're becoming the other man. You're becoming the person of destiny. Mm-hmm. Come on, are you guys there? And so, as you're online with us this morning, at all the locations, I want in Cape Town, Rion and Hunty, you have to minister to the people this morning. In Durban, Ruan and Lana, you have to minister to the people this morning. In Secunda, Stefan and Lazar, I want you to minister to the people this morning. In Witbanks, Lira Daniel, I want you to minister to the people this morning. But now I want to minister to you, and I want to say to you this morning, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Restoration is here, and it's now. It is time. In Africa, we have a saying, Kenako. It means it is time.
Amen.
Now is the time.
Amen.
And I want to say to you this morning, Kenako, now is the time. Not tomorrow, not the next day. Now is the time. Now is the time. So there we are. I want you to lift your hands. Throw me those emojis. Let them run. Let them run. Let them run. Let them run. And then we're going to agree together. The Bible says, with two or more agree, it shall be done.
Absolutely.
It shall be done. And so as you are this morning there, and you lift up your hands, as you lift up your hands, we just want to minister to you. Want to speak to you, pray for you. And I want to pray this morning, but I want to pray that you can say, I am Jacob. I am Jacob. I am Jacob. And God, I want you to bless my Jacob. Not my Esau. Not my selfie. Not my fake. Not that I projected. But the real me. The real me. So won't you lift up your hands? Won't you lift up your hands? And we want to pray for you. We want to pray for you. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, this morning in this different service, precious Lord Holy Spirit, I pray right now that you will come right into homes, right into venues, right into locations. Lord Holy Spirit, I pray that right now at the mention of the name of Jesus,
yes,
Father, that you will come into hearts, that you will come into lives, that you will come and touch and change people. Father, I pray right now at this moment, Lord, that you will come and intervene, that you will come and change, that you will come and restore. Father, I prophesy over your people's lives this morning, restoration.
Yes.
I prophesy over them, Lord, that the best is yet to come.
Yes.
I speak over their lives, Lord, that the new is here. I speak out over their lives that they will exit that prison cell, enter the life of destiny. Father, I prophesy over their lives this morning that they will exit that lion's den and enter the provision of the Lord. I pray this morning as they realize, as they say, I am Jacob.
Yes.
That they can say, yet I am weak. But that's what makes grace so powerful upon my life. What is grace? God's divine enablement to do that what ordinary men can't do. So, Father, I pray this morning, release your grace upon your people in this day.
Thank you,
in Jesus Christ's name.
Thank you,
amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Guys, I want to encourage you this morning. Again, I want to say just two more things from my side and from our side. He said, thank you for every single partner. Thank you for every single person. Thank you for all of you. Church is different this morning, and it's different for a purpose, because we're upgrading. And next week, Sunday, I'm welcoming you into the new. I'm welcoming you into the brand new power. I'm very excited to show you. Our guys are working around the clock to get this done, to get this ready. And so next week, Sunday, the 17th of October, is Harvest Sunday. I want you to invite a friend. I want you to invite people. I want you to invite your neighbor. Come and let's worship the Lord together. Of course, tonight I'll see you at 5 o'clock. Tonight I'm going to speak to you about where is the power, part 2. Tonight's going to be so, so, so powerful, because the Lord gave me a prophetic word for tonight. And so I'm very, very excited about the word of the light. And as Pastor Eric already shared this morning, is that the Soul Prosper, I want to encourage you guys, get registered with Soul Prosper. We have already trained thousands of people through this year. We want to train more. And so we already have hundreds registered. We want to have you all registered for Soul Prosper. So please do not miss out Soul Prosper. And lastly, I want to place the seed in your life this morning. Partner with me. Partner with me. Partner with me as we see the temple going to a place that it's never been. The story of my life has been always taking new territory. From the time that the Lord has called me up to now, we've taken new territory time and time again. And so you are now partners. You are co-laborers of us taking brand new territory.
Amen.
Territory that we have never taken before.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And so won't you take a moment, and before I bring the service to an end and I'm going to see you tonight again, let's take a moment and won't you give to the Lord. And then I want us at our different locations, or there we are individually, to minister. And I'm also going to pray for you. But let's just quickly take a moment, and you will see appearing on the screen is the giving. And won't you partner with us and give this morning? And then I'm going to pray for you one more time. Guys, again, I want to say double restoration.
Amen.
2022, double restoration. 2022, double. God's going to do double. And so, before I greet you, I want to just say that this morning, I know we had the word of the Lord this morning, and we couldn't spend time in worship, and that's just because everything is busy getting upgraded. So you're going to see all of that next week, Sunday. I hope all of you are crazy excited about that. And of course, tonight we are on again. And I want to minister lastly just to you and just pray this prayer over you. And then we're going to see you tonight. I want to pray that the seed inside of you will break out.
Amen.
I want to pray today that the power that is resting upon you will break out. I want to pray that the soul that is inside of you will break out into the Paul. That the Peter, the Simon that's inside of you will break out into the Peter. That the blind Bartimaeus will break out and you will become seen. That is dormant will become alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll see you later on again in this evening. So Father, I want to, Shannon and I, Lord, we want to speak of our people this morning, that every single one of them will be able to say in this day, in this moment, right now, Lord, that they will be able to say, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are doing something brand new. Thank you that you are restoring double. And Father, I pray for weakness to come in, for weariness to be displaced. Weakness to come in, and people to say, I am weak, yet I am strong.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, as Shannon said, Lord, I pray that people will identify the voices of weariness, that people will identify, Lord, those voices that's trying to make them tired, and that they will be able to recognize the voice of the shepherd saying, "They are strong." In Jesus' name, we pray this. Father, I pray that in this day will be a day where they will say, "Double restoration in Jesus Christ's name." Father, I pray that over their lives, I pray that so it shall be in this day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Guys, we love you.
We do.
Very, very, very much. We are praying for you. And again, I say, all the locations, please minister to the people. Please ask the people if there's prayer needs. There we are watching by yourself. We'll see you again tonight. And then again, we can't wait to show you the brand new Empowered Church on the 17th of October. It was different this morning, but it's all worth it. It's all worth the wait. And I pray that all of you are excited. Please take a moment this morning and share the gospel. Get the word of the Lord out. Share, share, share. Let other people also get the word of the Lord. It is important. The word of the Lord is rare right now. But share the word of the Lord. Get it out. And we'll see you tonight. Amen. We love you.
We do. We love you very much. And as always, it's incredible to spend time with you. And we cannot wait to spend time with you face to face next week. It's going to be amazing.
Amen, guys. God bless you.
God bless
and God bless Empower Church. We'll see you guys tonight. Have a power Sunday. Have a victorious Sunday. Have an empowered day. We love you. And we'll see you later on tonight. And goodbye.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.